Hello and welcome to the 12 Hop Flop podcast. I'm your host, Floppy, and I'm here to share some wisdom from The Warren on how to stay informed and engaged with current events. Now, as a rabbit, I have always got my ear to the ground. It's not just an expression for us bunnies, but a way of life. You see, being aware of what's happening around us is crucial for survival. For humans, although the stakes might not involve eluding a hawk or finding the best clover patch, staying informed and engaged with current events holds its own set of benefits. So let me hop right into some advice that will help you stay on top of things. First and foremost, just like when another bunny thumps to alert me to something new on the horizon, you humans can tune in to reliable sources. Diversify your media diet. Choose from different outlets, just like I choose my greens. A variety here ensures a well-balanced intake. Keep an eye out for those special snippets of news, much like I keep a watchful eye for a fresh sprig of parsley. Next, discuss what you learn. Bunnies may not converse as you do, but we socialise and pick up cues from each other. Debate and dialogue with others, even when their views might differ from yours. Much like in The Warren, where different perspectives can help a whole colony thrive, engaging with a variety of opinions can give you a broader understanding of the issues at hand. And let's talk about being proactive. In my world, if I sense an opportunity, perhaps a tasty garden unattended by humans, I have to make the leap. Similarly, when you've gained knowledge, it's not just about storing it away. Use it to take action, get involved in your community, or even influence policy. Be the rabbit who doesn't just graze on information, but uses it to nurture growth. Now, here's a little secret from the burrow. Take breaks. Just as I would pause under a shady bush after a busy morning of foraging, it's important for humans to rest from the constant influx of news. It can be overwhelming, and at times you may feel like you're burrowing with no end in sight. Strategic pauses can help you reflect and recharge before diving back in. Remember, too much nibbling can lead to an upset stomach, both for literal greens and metaphorical news consumption. Despite my petite ears, I manage to hear quite a lot, but I always stay critical of what I hear. Humans, you have vast brains capable of complex thoughts. Apply that critical thinking to the news, scrutinize sources and check facts before hopping onto the bandwagon of public opinion. A healthy skepticism is like a good sniff. It lets you know if something is a tasty carrot or a bitter dandelion. Lastly, embrace change and adaptation. The meadow doesn't stay the same, and neither does the world around you. Flow with the currents of change in the news landscape. Adopt new platforms if need be. Educate yourself continually, and always be ready to hop in a new direction if the path you're on doesn't feel right anymore. Just like bunnies, you might need to zigzag to evade the foxes of misinformation. Staying informed and engaged with current events is about being an active participant in your wider community and the world. It's not enough to just perk your ears up. You must listen, analyse, and then bounce into the fray. Whether it's through a podcast like this, a book, an online forum, or a good old-fashioned newspaper, the tools of understanding are at your paws. I mean, hands. As I wrap up this episode, nestled comfortably with my dear 8-bit, where we often share thoughtful whispers about bunny matters, I encourage you to find your burrow of knowledge and comfort in the vast world of information. Thank you for hopping by today, and before you scamper off, do remember to subscribe to the 12 Hop Flop podcast. Leave us a review or comment. We'd love to hear your thoughts, suggestions, or just how your day is going. I'm genuinely grateful for every listener tuning in, so thank you once again for listening, and may your ears always be tuned to the vibrant sounds of the world. Keep hopping, everyone.